Like I said, it's not a busy week for the team. Preparing this week, you know, we're going against another good defense with a lot of great players on the team, and just getting ready for it.
You've had some runs, long runs have been called back, and you've had, you know, just a one move away from getting the big. Are you feeling like you're about ready to break one?
Yeah, I mean, like I say, it was working every day with it, working on my one-on-ones, breaking tackles, and also working with the O-line. You know, a lot of penalties we had caused the penalties, but we're getting better.
When you come back to the huddle after a run where you've moved the pile, how does the line respond to you?
I mean, you know, we're just shaking each other's hand, you know, excited because, you know, our playing style want to be physical, you know, for number one, and just getting ready day by day.
When you do that, though, I mean, that's you do that over and over again. You can tell the difference with the defense.
Yeah,
the
most definitely. You know, they started, they're giving up, you know, and I think Coach Doug does a great job with helping us, explaining to us, you know, we want a physical to be our mindset each and every time we get the ball.
What would the first collision with Jamal Adams be like?
It's gonna be fun, man. You know, I've been going at it with Jamal since my first year in college, you know, and I think that's kind of started our brotherhood, our relationship that we have now. So it's gonna be weird, you know. We're on different teams, but it's gonna be exciting at the same time.
Nate mentioned the 4th-and-1 play against Baltimore's one where you were a shoestring away from maybe getting out, maybe one more block away from breaking one. What do you remember about that play?
I mean, it was just me. My line did a great job. Tommy did a great job blocking wise, and just have to make that one guy miss. You know, at the end of the day, it just it's up to me. You know, whether I want to break a tackle or want that 60-yard run, that 50-yard run. At the end of the day, I put it all on myself because I know I can do better, and I expect better on myself.
How annoying is your quarterback?
He's very annoying, man, especially in practice and stuff, you know. But he's doing a great job. He's handling everything well. And my job, you know, they drafted me is kind of help Blake with the pressure and stuff. And I think he's handling it well, and that's my job to help him.
Are you doing more things in the passing game than even you thought?
I mean, not really. You know, that's what I expected. Yeah. You know, none serious, none too different than what I wanted to do, expected to do. So it's just been the same. Yeah.
I think you guys have seen more 8-man fronts than any other team in the league.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I've been watching a lot of the other games, and you know, some teams have 6-man, 5-man in the box. You know, so like I say, you know, whatever happens. You know, we got to keep fighting through it, day by day. You know, practicing, getting better, getting stronger, and come out each and every week and fight.
It's Thursday after that trip to London. You feel normal?
Yes, normal.
Yeah? No adverse effects, none of that stuff?
None at all.
Have you done anything extra?
Just get my body right, that's all. A cold tub every day, you know, little things like that.
What would go through your head if you broke the huddle and saw a 6-man front?
I mean, just have to...
You'd be looking out and say, well, yeah. Where's everybody else, right?
Yeah, but I think we won't see that a lot, yeah. You know, especially with our running backs we have and how we've been moving the ball, so...
How important is it to you to have a guy like Chris Ivory that you can rotate in with, where he's in there hammering them at the same time?
Yeah, it's great, man, to have him, Corey, you know, and when TJ comes back, you know, like I said, when I first came here, those guys helped me out a lot, learning the playbook and stuff, and just learning off and feeding off each other.
Leonard, are there other plays that stick out to you as maybe you were a little bit away from breaking one?
I mean, none really, man. I mean, I don't really dawn back on plays, you know, just move forward, you know, as long as we win. Doesn't really matter to me.